Good morning. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by Madeline and Kyle, some of our Field Kinley High School students, here to let us know about some of the Field Kinley High School announcements. How are you both doing this morning?
Good.
How's the school year treating you so far?
Pretty good so far. Been crazy busy.
Oh, what's making it so busy?
A lot of new classes and then just cheer and dance for me and stuff like that.
Oh, really? So you're really invested in like cheer then?
Mm-hmm.
So how hard is cheerleading? Because I've heard it compared to like an actual sport sometimes, but then, you know, other times people say, oh, it's not all that hard. How hard do you treat it?
It's a lot. It's a lot of practice and a lot of working together as a team, which you don't think about as much, but it's a lot of teamwork together and a lot of like team bonding and stuff that has to take place.
Now, do you guys do competition or is it just like for the games?
We do one camp in the summer where we compete with other teams, but it's mainly just throughout the school year cheering on our teams and stuff.
All right on. And Kyle, how about yourself?
It's been busy too. A lot of new classes and extra things outside of school that we're doing to try to help Phil Kinley.
Oh, what are you doing outside of school?
Just new stuff with Stucco and different things that we're making happen for the new school year and stuff.
Absolutely. Well, when you're not in school, what do you guys do for fun?
Baseball and swim.
Baseball and swim. Good good old summer classics, I guess.
Yep.
Sure. I like to draw.
Yeah? What do you like to draw?
I like drawing portraits and stuff. That's my main thing, but anything really.
All right on. Well, let's just jump right in. What are the announcements coming up at Field Kinley High School?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about last week, everything that went on. Soccer played in regionals. They won their first round of regionals against Fort Scott and then went on to their second round, which they fell to Spring Hill in a close game. And then football played Labette County on their senior night, and they recognized all the seniors that had any fall sports. Volleyball last Saturday played in Substate at Fort Scott, and also last week there was the College Planning Conference on October 25th. Parent-teacher conferences were last week, and coming up for this next week, the Haunted High School will be November 4th, where everyone can come walk through the Haunted High School. The YE Market Days are coming up November 8th and 9th, and this Wednesday, November 1st, Purple Clubs will meet. Thursday, November 2nd, it will be late start. And Friday, November 3rd, our debate team will travel to Indy.
The results from this weekend for the Neowalla Grand Parade and Marching Festival on Saturday. The NATO Marching Band scored its highest score to date at Neowalla. We received a 1 rating that was outstanding and very high 2 rating, excellent, on the World of Warcraft field show.
All right. Well, before we go, do you have anything you'd like to say while you're live on the radio? Say hello to somebody, air a grievance you got with someone else, maybe?
Hey, Mom and Dad.
Hi, Mom.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.